好，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for another word of prayer.
主啊，我们低头敬拜。
Lord, as our brother, add to our worship.
因为每次当我们来到这位圣洁、公义又满了慈爱、怜悯的神的面前的时候，
For every time we come before this God who is holy and righteous, but also full of grace.
我们实在感到自己的渺小、自己的不配。
We recognize our how small we are and how unworthy we are.
我们算什么？
Who are we?
我们竟然能够来到这位创造天地宇宙万物的神的面前。
That we should approach the God who created heaven and earth.
我们竟然能够蒙他的悦纳，竟然能够来侍奉他。
That we can, through his blessed grace, that we may, come and worship him.
我们只能求你来怜悯我们。
We ask that you, look upon us.
求你向我们施恩。
May you pour out your grace to us.
求你借着你的圣灵来洁净我们。
And may you cleanse us through your Holy Spirit.
使你的圣灵可以充满在我们的里面。
So that your Holy Spirit may fill us.
主，我们来到你面前，一方面战惊恐惧。
On one side, we stand here in fear.
一方面又满了感谢和赞美。
But on the other side, we stand here with thanksgiving and praise.
因为你愿意把你自己向我们启示。
For you're willing to reveal yourself unto us.
因为你借着那赐人智慧和真理的灵，要带我们进入一切的真理。
For you are the spirit of truth and everything, and you want to lead us into that truth.
你愿意向我们说话。
And you're willing to speak to us.
也求你帮助我们。
And you were willing to help us.
无论是说的还是听的。
May all help us who whether he speaks or hears.
主，我们都能够被你所得着。
That we may all be received unto you.
愿圣灵向我们所说的话。
May the word of the Holy Spirit.
凡有耳的。
For all those who has ears.
都能够听见。
May they hear.
愿你在我们聚集里面得到荣耀和称颂。
And may you be glorified and be praised here.
愿你自己的名得到高举。
And may your name be exalted.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 今天我想跟大家分享的题目叫做成为祭司的国度。
So the topic for today's message is to become a nation of priests.
因为当神拯救了我们之后，
because after we've been saved,
我们不单单成为神的儿女，
not only do we become his children.
圣经告诉我们说，神同时把另外一个身份、另外一个地位赐给我们。
The Bible tells us that he gives us another position, another status before him.
是一个非常尊贵的地位。
And it's a royal position.It's a dignified position.
神拯救我们，使我们成为他的儿女，这是我们都很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with the fact that we become his children.
但是呢，我们常常会忽略另外一个身份，另外一个地位。
But oftentimes we forget that we have another role.
有时候甚至呢，我们不清楚，我们可能都不知道。
Perhaps sometimes we're unclear or even unaware.
那这个身份和地位呢，就是祭司的地位。
And this role and this position is that of a priest.
旧约我们知道主要是讲神和以色列人。
We know that the Old Testament primarily spoke of God and Israelites.
在旧约的时候，神在以色列人当中做了一件惊天动地的事。
And while he was among the Israelites, he did something tremendous.
就是他把以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
And that was he rescued the Israelites out of Egypt.
使他们不再在埃及做奴隶。
So that they were no longer bond servants in Egypt.
我们常常以为呢，神把以色列人拯救出来，就是让他们经历了千辛万苦之后，到一个非常美好、一个有奶有蜜的地方可以安居乐业。
We always thought that the purpose was to rescue the Israelites out of the suffering and the hardship so that they can come to a land of milk and honey.
其实这并不是神的目的。
But that was not God's purpose.
神拯救以色列人有一个更高的目的。
He rescued them for a much higher purpose.
就是让他们每一个人都在神的面前成为祭司。
So that every single one of them can become a priest before God.
使以色列可以成为祭司的国度。
So that Israel can become a nation of priests.
在出埃及记第十九章第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
那里说你们要归我做祭祀的国度为圣洁的国民这些话你要告诉以色列人
And it says and you shall be unto me a kingdom priest and a holy nation these are the words which thou shall speak unto the children of Israel
请大家注意这里面说归我做祭祀的国度
And here it says so that to become unto me a holy nation a kingdom priest
不但在旧约是这样
Not only is it so in the Old Testament
在新约里面也是一样。
In the New Testament as well.
神拯救我们不单单是让我们罪得到赦免。
He saved us not only so that our sins may be forgiven.
他乃是要让我们成为他的国民，做父神的祭司。
But he wants us to become his people and to serve as his father's priest.
像启示录第一章第六节所说的。
Just like Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 says.
他又使我们成为国民，做父神的祭司。
And has made us kings and priests unto God and His Father.
启示录第五节，第五章。
And Revelation chapter 5.
那里面说，我们的主耶稣基督用他的血，把我们从各族、各民、各国、各方买赎回来。
And it says, our Lord Jesus used His blood to deliver us from our kindred tongue and people and nation.
把我们买赎回来做什么呢
？And what is purpose for saving us?
要叫我们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And he delivered us so that we made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth.
启示录二十章第六节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6.
在头一次复活，有份的有福了，圣洁了。
Blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection.
第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。
On such, the second death has no power.
他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
所以圣经里面让我们一次又一次的看到一件事。
So the Bible repeatedly again and again shows us this.
神拯救我们，让我们归给他。
He delivered us so that we may belong to him.
乃是要让我们做神的祭司。
So that we can become his priest.
无论在新约还旧约。
Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament.
无论是对过去的以色列人还是今天我们。
Whether it's to the Israelites of the past or to us today.
神的旨意是一样的。
His commandment is very clear.
就是要把祭司这样一个尊贵的身份赐给我们。
It is the same. It is to give us this holy role, this holy position.
赐给他所节选的百姓。
And to give it unto his people.
圣经里面说是归给神做祭司。
And the Bible says that unto him shall we be priests.
归给神，这个归字非常非常的重要。
So this word unto him is very important.
在原文里归的意思呢，就是这是属于一个人个人的财产。
And to, in the original text, unto is referring to be possessed, to possess of.
是私人的珍藏。
It is a private property.
是他尊贵的产业。
It is his ownership, his property.
其他任何人是连碰一下都不可以。
And it is forbidden for others to even touch.
是要惹神的愤怒的。
It will God be angered.
这就是他拯救他的百姓来归给他的目的。
And this is the purpose for his salvation of his people so that we may be unto him given unto him
我们现在都说哈重要的事情要讲三遍
so we always say that something that is important needs to be repeated three times
大家知不知道祭司这个词在圣经当中讲了几遍？
Do you know how many times this word priest was written in the Bible?
如果我们来检索一下圣经的话，
If we take a clear look at the Bible's word,
祭司这个词在圣经中一共出现了850多次。
It showed up in the Bible about 850, more than 850 times.
在旧约中将近700次。
In the Old Testament, around 700 times.
在新约中则有160多次。
And in the New Testament, about 160 times.
所以大家知道吗？我们一旦得救，
So if you know that once we're saved,
在我们身上就出了大事。
Something important comes upon us.
有的人在经过很多很人很多年的等待之后，终于知道呢，他的绿卡快要下来了。
So an individual through many many years finally waited that knows that his green card is finally going to be given to him.
已经到了最后一步了，这绿卡可能随时就会批下来的时候。
And it's the last step, and any moment, any day now that he will receive his green card.
有个人告诉我，他那时候上班一点心情都没有。
And the person told me that at that time he really didn't really want to go to work.
他就每过五分钟就去查看一下他的邮件，每过五分钟就去看，每过五分钟就去看。
So every 5 minutes he would check his mail or.
后来呢？当他看到他绿卡终于批下来的时候
，So until he finally got his green card，
他真是欣喜若狂。
He was filled with joy。
他高兴地跳起来。
And he was filled with tremendous joy, and then he was jumping up and down。
我有身份了，我有身份了。
So he's, you know, I finally have permanent status。
绿卡对我们来讲确实很重要。
The green card to us is very important。
但是它不过是让我们能够在美国有永久居留权而已。
But it only offers us the ability to the right to stay here permanently.
并不能改变我们在地上是寄居这样一个事实。
But it cannot change the truth that we are but merely sojourning upon this earth.
但是成为神国的国民，成为君尊的祭司来归给神，这则是关系到我们在永世里面的身份和地位。
But to be his people and a nation of holy priests, this is something that he has given to us for eternity.
我们知道有一天我们的主会再来。
We know one day our Lord will come.
我们也知道这个日子近了。
For we know this time is near.
如果那个时候我们已经离开这个世界的话，我们也要复活。
If we leave this place at that time, we will be resurrected.
当我们复活进入神的国度的时候
，And when we're resurrected and as we enter into his kingdom.
今天我们在地上的许许多多的身份地位都没有了。
All the things, all the roles and status and position that we have today upon earth, they will be gone.
那个时候我们不再是父母和儿女的关系。
At that time, we will no longer be parents and parents of children.
我们也不再是夫妻的关系。
Nor will we be husband and wife.
这个很 sad, 哈。
This is very sad.
我们也不再是同事或者同学这样的关系。
We'll no longer be co-workers or classmates.
那个时候，有没有绿卡无所谓。
At that time, it does not matter whether you have a green card or not.
但是呢，我们有一个身份和地位是要带到那里去的。
But we do have a status, a role that we shall bring with us.
在那里，我们仍然是祭司。
For there, we shall continue to be priests.
像启示录二十章第六节说的，我们以这样的身份与基督一同作王。
And so the in Revelation chapter 20 verse 6 it says this that we shall continue but we shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him.
所以祭司这样一个身份对我们来讲十分实在是太宝贵了。
So it's critically important that we have this role of being priest.
我们一旦得救，
once we're saved,
神就把这样一个身份赐给我。
He bestows this upon us.
也许在你父母的眼中，你不过还是一个8岁、9岁、10岁的小孩。
Perhaps in the eyes of your parents, you're but an 8 or 9 year old child.
但是呢，你在神的面前，你已经是一个祭司。
But before God, you're a priest.
也许你刚刚信主。
Perhaps you're just a new believer.
你在神的面前，你已经成为一个祭司。
But before His eyes, you have already become a priest.
如果还不够清楚的话
，But if this is not clear,
我们再来看一节圣经。
Let us continue to look at another verse.
希伯来书十章第十九节第二十节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. Having therefore, brethren, be boldness to enter into the holiest of the by the blood of Christ Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
We,
when we are before his table, we often use this verse.
这是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of this verse?
为什么我们可以, 当我们坦然进入,
As we boldly enter into the holies of holy,
我们是以什么身份进入到至圣所?
By what status do we enter in?
那是大祭司的身份.
And that is the in the position and standing of a high priest.
所以在神的家里, 我们都是神的儿女.
So therefore, brothers and sisters, we are in his house, we are all his children.
但是在神的殿里面, 在神的国里面, 我们则是以祭司的身份来服侍神.
But in his temple and in his kingdom, we serve him as priests.
所以我们每个人都是祭司.
And therefore, we are all priests.
李弟兄就是李祭司.
Brother Lee is a priest.
王弟兄就是王祭司.
Brother Wang is also a priest.
高弟兄就是高祭司.
And Brother Gao is a priest.
所以今天我们坐在这里面的时候, 我们看到的是一排一排的祭司.
So as we stand here and we look down, we see rows and rows of priests.
当你转过身来看你周围弟兄姐妹的时候,
as we turn around and look at the brothers and sisters next to you,
我们是弟兄姐妹, 同时你也看到的, 我们都是有祭司的身份, 我们是以这样的身份来到 神的面前.
And it is by this standing that we come before God, that we're priests.
当我们想到这样一个宝贵的身份, 神已经赐给我们的时候,
So once when we think about such an important role that God has already given to us,
我们的心都要跳出来,
our heart is so excited and it's jumping out.
对, 我们应该是 so excited.
We should be so excited.
因为我们要知道,
For we know,
在过去,
that in the past,
在以色列人当中有一段时间,
There was a period of time in the history of the Israelites,
在以色列人家里面,
in their homes,
只有长子才有祭司这样的职分,
Only the eldest can follow and be a priest.
要长子代表这个家向神献祭,
and the eldest will represent the family to offer sacrifice and offering to God.
长子的名分之所以宝贵,
and the position, the standing being the eldest is tremendously important.
不单单他是要得到双份的产业,
not only will he receive double the inheritance,
而且呢, 他是这个家里面属灵的领袖, 他要代表这个家向神献祭,
but he is also the spiritual leader of the family who will represent the family when offering to God.
到埃及, 出埃及记第19章的时候,
in Exodus chapter 19,
当神把以色列人带到西乃山下, 向他们要颁布律法的时候,
when God brought the people under the Mount Horeb, and he was going to give them the commandments,
这一切,
Mount Sinai, and
这一切就改变了,
and all this changed.
神对他们说, 你们,
and he says, you,
所有的以色列人,
and
神所拯救的百姓,
and he's referring to all the multitude, all the people, all the children of Israelites,
要归我做祭司的国度,
and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests.
不再仅仅是长子,
not only were you the eldest,
而是所有神所拯救的百姓都要成为祭司,
but all those he has delivered shall become priests,
以致神在他们当中可以得着一个国度, 叫做祭司的国度,
so that God may receive from them a kingdom that shall be a kingdom of priests.
后来以色列人来到了迦南, 在那里成为一个国度,
and then the Israelites later on went on to the land of Canaan and became a nation.
但是呢, 那个国度我们不叫祭司的国度,
but that nation we did not refer to it as a nation of priests,
而叫做有祭司的国度,
but a nation that has priests,
一字之差,
but it's just a difference in a single word,
但是呢, 很不一样,
but it's a tremendous difference.
一个叫做祭司的国度,
one is a nation of priests,
一个叫做有祭司的国度,
or the other one is a nation with priests.
祭司的国度就是说, 每一个人都是祭司,
a nation of priests means that every single individual in that nation are priests.
有祭司的国度呢, 是只有其中一部分人, 一小部分人是祭司.
A nation with priests refers to the fact that only a small group of people, a very few people, are priests.
所以呢, 以色列人后来他们成为了一个有祭司的国度,
So the Israelites later on became a nation with priests.
只有呢，利未人，只有利未人中的亚伦和他的后裔可以成为祭司。
Only the Levites, the descendants of Aaron, can become priests.
这不是神起初的心意。
This was not God's original intent.
神起初的心意在出埃及记十九章第六节说是你们要成为祭司的国度。
And the original intent was that you, referring to all of them, shall be a nation of priests.
但是以色列人他们在西乃山的时候。
But the Israelites, while they were on Mount Sinai.
他们造了金牛犊，他们拜金牛犊，他们犯罪得罪了神。
And they cast for themselves a golden calf, and they worship, and they offended God.
使得神降低了标准。
And so God lowered His standards.
只有呢，利未人能够在圣殿、在会幕的外面来服侍，只有亚伦和他的后裔可以在圣所里面来服侍。
So the Levites, only their descendants may serve outside of the temple, but only the descendants of Aaron can serve within the holiest of holies.
其他的支派。其他十一个支派呢，他们都没有资格做祭司。
The rest of the 11 tribes, the remaining 11 tribes does not have the right to be priests.
也没有资格在会幕或者在圣殿里面服侍。
And nor can they serve in the temple, the holy place or the tabernacle.
如果你不是亚伦的后代
，If you are not a descendant of Aaron,
不管你是什么人
，No matter who you are,
即使你有资格做以色列的王。
Even if you have the right to be a king of Israel,
但是你没有资格做祭司。
But you have not the right to be the a priest.
这是呢，在以色列人当中所发生的情况。
So this is what happened to the Israelites.
这样就带出来一个问题。
So this brings forth a problem.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣基督他是大祭司。
The Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the high priest.
但是呢，主耶稣他不是亚伦的后代，他不是利未支派。
But he was not the son, a descendant of Aaron, nor did he belong to the Levites.
以色列人的祖先雅各，他有十二个儿子，后来成为以色列的十二个支派。
So Jacob had 12 sons, which later on became the 12 tribes of Israel.
其中呢，老三叫做利未。
So the third was Levi.
而亚伦呢是利未支派的。
And Aaron belonged to that tribe.
以色列人犯罪之后，到出埃及记第二十八章的时候
，And after the Israelites sin in Exodus chapter 28,
神对摩西说：“你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。”
In verse 28, chapter 1 says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons."
就是说呢，只有亚伦和他的后裔可以呢成为祭司。
In other words, only Aaron and his descendants may be priests.
但是如果我们看雅各的后代和以色列十二个支派的话
，If we take a look at the descendants of Jacob and the 12 tribes,
亚伦是利未支派的
，Aaron belonged to the tribe of Levi.
只有他这个家族可以做祭司
，Only his family and descendants may be priests.
主耶稣呢是属于犹大支派的
，And Jesus belonged to the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派可以做王
，And the tribe of Judah has the right to be king.
但是呢。却没有资格做祭司。
But cannot be priest.
所以，耶稣基督是如何成为祭司的呢
？So how did our Lord Jesus become?
圣经为什么说他是我们的大祭司呢
？And why does the Bible tell us that he is our high priest?
这个答案呢，在创世纪的第十四章。
This answer is in Genesis chapter 14.
在那里面记载。
And there it records.
创世纪第十四章讲到说，当亚伯拉罕打了胜仗回来的时候。
So this was referring to when Abraham won the war, the battle.
当他救了罗德啊，打败了四王的时候，他回来的时候呢，这个时候有一个叫做麦基洗德的。
So after he rescued Lot and defeated the four kings at that time, he met Melchizedek.
带着饼和酒出来迎接他，为他祝福。
And he brought out bread and wine to bless him.
亚伯拉罕呢，就把他所得的拿了十分之一赐给麦基洗德。
And Abraham took what he what he was able to won from the battle and gave him one tenth.
麦基洗德是谁呢？
Who is Melchizedek?
他为什么那样的高贵呢？
And why is he such an important individual?
我们知道他跟亚伯拉罕是同时代的人。
We know that he is a contemporary of Abraham.
但是他并不是以色列人的先祖。
But he was not a predecessor of the Israelites.
我们知道在创世纪里面所有重要的人物都有族谱的。
We know that important individuals in the Old Testament, they all have their lineage.
但是有一个例外。
But there is one exception.
就是麦基洗德。
And that's Melchizedek.
他突然出现，又突然的消失。
He appears suddenly and disappears suddenly.
他没有出生的记载，也没有死亡的记录。
There is no record of his birth, nor is there a record of his death.
圣经只告诉我们说他有两个身份。
And the Bible tells us that he has served two roles.
第一个身份，他是王，他是撒冷王。
First role is that he is the king of Salem.
第二个身份呢，他是至高神的祭司。
And second role that he is the high priest of the Most High of God.
这样呢，希伯来书就告诉我们说。
This is what Hebrews tells us.
希伯来书五章第六节说，就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 6. As he said unto in a, also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
五章十节说，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
And then 5:10 tells us that call of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
七章十六节说，他成为祭司并不是照肉体的条例，乃是照无穷生命之大能。
7:16 tells us this, that who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life.
这样圣经告诉我们说，原来做祭司可以有两个等次。
So the Bible here it tells us that being a priest, there are two different types.
一个叫做按照亚伦的等次。
And one is in accordance to that of Aaron.
一个叫做按照麦基洗德的等次。
And the second is according to Melchizedek.
所以呢，这样我们的主耶稣基督虽然他不是亚伦的后裔。
Although our Lord Jesus Christ was not the descendant of Aaron.
他不能按照亚伦的等次做祭司。
He cannot serve as priest in accordance to that.
但是他可以按照麦基洗德的等次。
But he can serve in accordance to Melchizedek.
亚伦的等次是叫做是按照肉体的条例，是从人间所挑选的。从人间所挑选。
So Melchizedek is after is from man from.
而麦基洗德的等次呢，是按照复活生命的大能，是永久不变。
Sorry, so Aaron's is according is in the following of man, but Melchizedek is not of a carnal commandment, but falls after the power of an endless life.
亚伦的等次从亚伦开始，一直呢在以色列人当中延续。
And so according to Aaron, that has continued through generations in the Israelites.
所以我们看到以色列人中的祭司都是按照这个等次代代延续。
So we see that in the priest, according to the Israelite tradition, follows in this order.
一直到他们亡国，一直到圣殿被毁。
And all the way until their temple was destroyed.
只等到耶稣基督来。
Only until Christ.
他按照另外一个等次成为大祭司。
So that Christ came from a different order, and that order is of Melchizedek.
这是一点的不同。
This is the difference here.
还有另外一点。
The second point.
讲到祭司服侍的两个方面。
When referring to the way the two priests serve.
就是亚伦的等次的这样祭司他们工作的性质呢，和按照麦基洗德做等次做祭司的工作的性质也是不一样的。
So the characteristic of those who serve under the order of Aaron is different than that of Melchizedek.
按照亚伦的等次做祭司呢，是把人带到神的面前去。
So those who serve in Aaron's order brings man to God.
所以他们最重要的工作就是呢，献祭，就是带着祭物到神的面前。
So their most important role is to, their job is to bring the offering to God.
为百姓也为自己来献祭，用祭物的血来遮盖人的罪。
Both to, for themselves as well as for the people, so that the blood of the offering may cover over their sins.
这也是我们很熟悉的。
And this is also something we're very familiar with.
祭司在以色列人当中有非常 非常受人尊敬，也非常崇高的地位。
Priests in the Israelite tradition is very respected and well regarded.
因为他们可以说是以色列人他们信仰里面、他们宗教里面的带领者，他们带领以色列人到神面前来敬拜神。
They serve as a purpose of somewhat of a leader to bring people unto God.
他们服侍的地方也非常令人羡慕，那个地方叫做圣殿。
And where they serve is also highly looked upon. That is the temple.
那是当时以色列人的最好的工作的地方。
And that is the best place to work at the time.
所以当我们，但是当我们看祭司他们具体工作的时候
，But when we look more closely at the actual work of the priest,
也许你会非常惊讶地发现，其实他们的工作本身非常的平凡。
And you'll be surprisingly find that their work is actually very mundane.
一点都可能一点都不令我们今天的人羡慕。
And perhaps it is something not very exciting, not really envious of.
他们做什么呢？
So what do they do?
他们在圣殿里面辛辛苦苦的每从早到晚做很多辛苦的工作。
And from morning till dusk, they do many different small things that are very labor intensive.
比方说，他们要打扫卫生，他们要保持圣殿的洁净。
For example, they need to clean the temple and ensure its cleanliness.
他们要保持圣这个祭坛上的火不能熄灭，要一直燃烧。
They need to ensure that the fire on the altar cannot burn out, and they need to continue to burn.
当然呢，他们也要把百姓带来的祭物，他们要把这些祭物切成块，他们要用水洗干净。
And for the offering that the people brings, they need to cut it into pieces and as well as clean with water.
他们要把祭物带到坛上焚烧。
And they need to bring the offering onto the altar so that it may be burnt.
烧完之后呢，他们要把烧出来的灰撒在祭坛的旁边。
And after that's burnt, the ashes must be sprinkled around the altar.
那过后呢，还要把这些灰带到营外洁净的地方。
And later on, the ashes shall be brought out outside of the camp, to somewhere it was clean.
这些就是他们的主要工作。
This is their main job.
如果我们问他们做这一切跟属灵的敬拜有什么关系呢？
And we may ask that they do all these things that they do, how does that relate to a spiritual worship?
大有关系，对不对？
It has a lot of things in, related to that.
因为他们所做的这一切其实都是为着一件事。
All the things that they do is for one single purpose.
就是为着要献祭。
It's to offer sacrifice.
为着能够呢，把祭物的血能够带到至圣所里面来献祭。
So that they can bring the blood of the offering unto the holy of holies.
为自己也为百姓的罪向神献祭，以求神的赦免。
So that they may offer for their own sin as well as that of the people, and that they may be cleansed.
所以祭司之所以叫做祭司。
That is why they're referred called priests.
因为他们的职责就是献祭。
Because their role is to offer, is to sacrifice.
没有祭物的话，人就不能够到神的面前来敬拜他。
Without a sacrifice, man cannot approach God to worship him.
献祭就是敬拜的第一步，献祭也是敬拜的必要条件。
Sacrifice offering is the first step as well as the second.
那么我们这些新约里面的祭司。
So for us who are the New Testament priests,
我们要不要献祭？
Do we need to offer sacrifice?
我们要献祭的话，我们的祭物是什么？
If we were to offer sacrifice, what is our offering?
我们和旧约以色列那些以色列里面的那些祭司有什么不同呢？
And how are we different from the Old Testament priests?
我们来看彼得前书二章第五节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
那里面说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个新约里面的祭司，我们也要献祭。
So for all of us who are New Testament priests, we also need to offer sacrifices.
我们所献的乃是灵祭。
The sacrifices that we offer are spiritual.
不再是牛羊。
It is no longer sheep, lamb or calf.
或者呢，斑鸠等等这些肉体的或者物质的祭物。
Or other earthly physical things.
神要我们乃是献神所悦纳的灵祭。
But he wants us to offer unto him spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable unto him.
这讲到我们做祭司在亚伦的等次的那一面的职分。
And this is actually referring to the aspect where that follows the order of Aaron.
神把我们从这个世界分别出来，归给他，要向他献他所悦纳的灵祭。
And he has taken us out of this world separated so that he can offer this spiritual sacrifice.
根据罗马书第十二章第一节。
According to Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
神要我们献的灵祭包括呢，首先是包括我们讲到我们自己。
So first is referring to the spirit, the sacrifices first refer to ourselves.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这是我们得救之后，我们要向神所献的活祭。
This is a living sacrifice that we offer after we've been saved.
就是把我们全人当作祭物来献给神。
In other words, to offer ourselves completely as a living sacrifice unto God.
这个祭物是活的，不再像旧约里面那些祭物是杀死了献给神。
And this offering, this sacrifice is living, unlike the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
神是要我们活着来献给他，成为祭物。
God wanted to us to be offered unto Him as living sacrifices.
这个意思就是说，当我们把自己献给神的时候，就是说呢，我们从今以后不再像过去那样，让我们里面的旧人，让我们里面的老亚当来做我们的主人。
In other words, as we are offered unto Him as living sacrifices, that we no longer allow the old man, the Adam that is in us, to dominate us.
然后不再让我的思想、行动、言语、生活、意志在听从过去那个旧人的支配。
And our thoughts and our actions, our words, our feelings, and all of those things will no longer listen to and follow in accordance to the old man.
让我这个身体可以顺服在神的主权之下。
That this body may submit unto God.
让耶稣基督成为我们的主人。
And that our Lord Jesus Christ may be our master.
这叫做奉献。
And this is called offering.
这也叫做献祭。
And this is also a sacrifice.
这个祭物就是我们这个活的人。
This sacrifice is us being living.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is it amazing or not?
过去我们一直都是自己做自己的主人。
In the past, we have always been our own master.
我们只听自己的话。
We only listen to our own words.
但是现在呢？
But now,
让耶稣基督成为我们的主。
We want our Lord Jesus Christ to be our Lord.
我们只是他的仆人。
But we are but his servants.
这是神所要的灵祭。
And this is the spiritual sacrifice that God demands.
更稀奇的是，
What is more amazing?
神要让我们这样的人成为一个祭来献给他。
That he wants us, people like us, to be a sacrifice to be offered.
不是因为我们好。
Not because we're good.
是因为我们不配。
But rather because we're unworthy.
如果我们真正认识我们自己的话，你会想，如果有一天我跟你说，我把我献给你，从此做你的仆人，很多人都吓死了。
And if we truly know ourselves, and if one day I say to you that I want to offer myself unto you so that I can be your servant, a lot of people will be really shocked by this.
不信你试试看。
You can try this.
肯定人家说不要不要不要不要，你我跟你没有什么关系。
People will be scared because they would definitely say no because you know.
但是圣经这里说，因为神的慈悲。
But here it says that because God, because of His grace.
所以他要我们来归给他。
And because of His grace, He wants us to be.
他要我们这样破烂不堪的人成为一个祭物献给他。
He wants us who are imperfect, wants us to be offered as sacrifice.
我们每次想到奉献的时候，觉得我们自己好像很吃亏。
A lot, oftentimes when we think of us being offered as sacrifice, we feel we're missing out.
其实说的俗一点，我们如果献给神，神还要我们，是我们赚了。
And but in actuality, that when if He is to accept us when we offer ourselves, that is in that case we actually gain so much.
我们怎么配啊？
Because we are so unworthy.
神竟然愿意接纳我们。
We're so unworthy, but yet He is willing to accept us.
这是我们做亚伦的等次。向神在 做亚伦的等次，我们服侍神，我们做祭司的第一个方面。
This is how we serve in accordance to the order of Aaron.
就是把我们自己作为祭物来献给神。
And that is to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
第二个方面。
The second point.
希伯来书五章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice for sin.
祭司这个词
，the word priest，
按照拉丁文的话呢，意思就是桥梁的建筑者。
And, in a,
什么叫做祭司？或者说，按照拉丁文就是修桥的。
According to the original Latin text, is that in Latin it is that basically someone who fixes bridges, who builds bridges.
这就是祭司的工作，要造一座桥。
That is the job of a priest to build a bridge.
这个桥呢，要连接神与人。
The bridge spans between man and God.
这不是世界上最重要的工作之一。
This is not the most important job in the world.
这是世界上最重要的工作。
This is not one of the most important jobs in the world, but it is in fact the only most important job in the world.
建一座桥，使神跟人可以连接起来。
To build a bridge so that man and God may be connected.
我们知道，在以色列的时候，大祭司的服饰或者他穿的这个衣服是非常非常有讲究的，是神仔仔细细告诉摩西，这个衣服要设计成这样的。
And so the clothing and the wear the clothes that the priests wear is especially important in the Old Testament. It's actually designed by God.
那本来有张图的，怎么没有了？
那个
如果我们看一下大祭司所穿的衣服，
If we look at the clothing that the high priest wear,
有两个细节我们要特别的注意。
There are two things we need to take notice.
第一个呢，是在大祭司这个肩上呢有两块红玛瑙，左右肩各一块红玛瑙。
On his shoulders there are two red, I guess rubies. Red rubies.
那个每一块红玛瑙上面呢，都刻着雅各六个儿子的名字，所以呢，一共有十二个。这个两块红玛瑙上面一共刻着雅各的十二个儿子的名字。
So on the stone, on the gems, there's etched the six name on each stone. There's etched six names of the sons of Jacob. So there's 12 in total.
这是一个细节。
And this is one minor point.
另外一个细节，另外一个细节呢，是在他胸前的胸牌上有十二块宝石。
And the second detail is that he wears an ephod, which has there's 12 gems of.
那每一个宝石上呢，是以色列十二个支派的名字。
And on every single gem, there's a tribe, the name of one of the tribes.
肩膀代表他的力量。
And shoulder represents strength.
胸呢代表他的心。
The chest represents his
heart. 所以当大祭司来到神面前的时候，
so, when the high priest comes before God,
他有一个责任，
he has one responsibility.
就是带着以色列的所有十二个支派，不单单是立位这一个支派，那是十二个支派带到神的面前了。
So when he comes before God, not only does he bring the Levites, but he brings all the entire 12 tribes, every single one of them.
在他的认知之内，他来到神面前的时候，不单单是因为他自己的需要。
And when he comes before God, it's not solely for his own needs.
乃是所有人的需要，所有神百姓的需要都带到神的面前来。
But rather for the needs of every single one of God's people.
他担当着以色列人，他代表着以色列的十二个支派，代表着神所有的百姓到神面前。
He represents the 12 tribes as well as the people, but he also bears them before God.
这就是亚伦等次的祭司的另外一个责任。
And this is the second responsibility of, in accordance to the order of Aaron.
就是把别人的需要一同带到神的面前。
In other words, to bring to God the needs of others.
我们不单单要为自己祷告。
Not only shall we pray for ourselves.
我们也要为弟兄姐妹祷告。
But we shall also pray for brothers and sisters.
要为神的家祷告。
We shall pray for his house.
神把弟兄姐妹摆在我们的心里。
That God placed brothers and sisters within our heart.
弟兄姐妹就是我们生命的一部分。
And brothers and sisters, they're a part of our lives.
我们每次到神面前来的时候，
Every time when we come before Him,
我们自己来到神的面前，我们也为着弟兄姐妹来到神的面前。
We come before Him ourselves, but we also come for the brothers and sisters.
这是亚伦等次的祭司。
And this is a priest according to the order of Aaron.
是代表人来到神的面前。
Is to represent man, to bring man to God.
另外一个等次是麦基洗德的等次。
The second order is that according to Melchizedek.
这和亚伦的等次是不同的。
This is different from the order of Aaron.
当麦基洗德出来迎接亚伯拉罕的时候
So when Melchizedek came out to greet Abraham,
他带着两样东西
He brought two things.
一个是饼一个是酒
It's a bread and wine.
他是以至高神的祭司的身份来迎接亚伯拉罕
He greets Abraham for in the steps of with God.
所以他是代表神来到人的面前。
He represents God when he comes to greet Abraham.
他所带来的东西，他所带的饼和酒，代表呢是从神来的。
And the bread and the wine that he brings is from God.
所以他不是向神献祭。
So he was not offering a sacrifice to God.
他乃是把从神那里来的东西来带给人。
But he was rather bringing that which comes from God to man.
在新约里面说。
In the New Testament it says.
彼得前书二章九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是君尊的祭司，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you shall show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
二章五节讲到亚伦做祭司的等次。
And chapter 2 verse 5 spoke of the order of Aaron.
是向神献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And that it offers a spiritual sacrifice to God.
二章九节讲到的祭司是麦基洗德的等次。
And chapter 2 verse 9 speaks of the order of Melchizedek.
是要宣扬神的美德。
But to proclaim and praise his beauty and his marvelous light.
是来把神彰显出来。
It is to manifest God.
是把神带到人的当中。
To bring God to man.
这是麦基洗德做祭司的等次。
And this is the order of Melchizedek.
那我们特别再花一点时间来思想麦基洗德所带给亚伯拉罕的饼和酒，这都是和吃的有关的。
So let's take a moment to look at what Melchizedek brought to Abraham.
这里讲到吃和喝哈。
This speaks of food and drink.
希望大家比较有兴趣。
So hopefully it's interesting.
饼是什么
？What is the bread?
很有趣哈，圣经当中第一次出现饼这个字。
It's very interesting that in the Bible, this is the first time that this word bread shows in the Bible.
就是在这里。
It's here.
就是麦基洗德带着饼来祝福亚伯拉罕。
And that is when Melchizedek brought the bread to bless Abraham.
当祭司任职的时候。
When a priest I guess when he starts off, when he starts.
在根据利未记第二十九章第四节，祭司任职的时候，他们吃的也是饼。
When the priest takes up his responsibility to be a priest, the first thing he eats is bread.
他们吃的一样东西就是饼。
And the one thing they eat is the bread.
后来以色列人在旷野流浪四十年。
And when the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
神呢每天从天上。降下玛拿供应他们，让他们不会饿死。
And God gave them manna every single day so that they should not be starved to death.
他们拿到玛拿之后怎么吃呢
？When they received this manna, how did they eat of it?
他们把玛拿做成饼。
They made bread out of the manna.
这个饼是什么意思
？What is the meaning of this bread?
主耶稣来的时候。就把这个饼的意义向我们解释了。
And when Jesus came, he revealed this meaning to us.
约翰福音六章三十二、三十三节说，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。”
John chapter 6:32-33. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world.
六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, that he that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst.
生命的粮其实就是生命的饼。
The bread of life is The food of life is the bread of life.
耶稣基督就是那个饼。
And Jesus is that bread.
当主耶稣被卖的那一夜，在逾越节的宴席上，圣经说主耶稣拿起饼了就掰开。
On the night he was betrayed on that Last Supper, the Bible says that our Lord took the bread and broke it.
对他们说你们拿着吃。
And said to him that eat of this.
耶稣基督复活之后。
When after our Lord Jesus resurrected.
在提比利亚的海边，到提比利亚的海边来找他心爱的门徒。
So he came to seek after his disciples on the seashore of Tibia.
那时候他的门徒到海里面去打鱼。
At that time, the disciples went into the sea to fish.
他们辛苦了一夜都没有打到。
They labored for an entire night but did not catch anything.
这时主耶稣在岸上升起了炭火。
And it was at this time that Jesus started a fire.
等他的门徒回来。
And he waited for his disciples to come.
在炭火上是什么呢？
What was on that fire?
那里有鱼也有饼。
There was fish and bread.
当他的门徒来了之后，主对他们说：“你们拿着吃。”
And when the disciples came, Jesus said to them, "Take and eat of it."
这里面都讲到饼。
Here they all speak of the bread.
我想到现在我们应该都非常清楚，这个饼不是别的，就是我们主自己。
I think at this point we're very clear about this, that this bread is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们死，他的身体为我们裂开，用他自己的生命来供应我们。
He died for us, and his body was broken for us, and he gave up his life to provide for us.
他就这样成为我们的大祭司。
And in this manner, he became our high priest.
让我们思想主的时候，
and as we meditate upon our Lord Jesus,
我们看到一方面呢，他将自己成为祭物献给神，他一次献祭就成为永远的祭物。
On one aspect, we see himself being the offering that is offered unto God, and once and for all, he completes this offering.
他以神羔羊的身份成为我们的祭物，这是亚伦。做预表，亚伦做祭司所预表的。
And he became the Lamb of God and was offered unto God for us. And this is what Aaron foreshadowed.
另一方面，他又把他的自己的身体剥开，成为饼来供应我们。
And on the other side, his body became the bread and was broken for us.
这就是麦基希德的服事所预表的。
And this is what the service of Melchizedek foreshadowed.
所以，如果今天我们也是神的祭司的话。
So if today we are in fact God's priest,
我们要彰显神的生命。
We need to manifest His life.
我们要把神的生命，要把神的性情、神的品格、神一切美好的性情，借着我们的见证来表现出来。
We need to manifest His characteristics and all the goodness that is in God. We need to manifest through us.
其实我们一旦得救之后，我们就成为祭司。
As soon as we're saved, we became priests.
我们就是一个见证。
And we are a testimony.
只是呢，我们这个祭司可以当得好，可以当得不好。
But the only thing here is that we can be a good priest or not so good a priest.
我们这个见证可以荣耀神，也可以使神的名受羞辱。
Our testimony can glorify God, but also can bring shame onto His name.
然后我们看圣经里面和历史上的这个祭司的时候。
As we look upon the Bible and the historical history.
我们看到在主耶稣那个时代的时候，以色列人里面的祭司已经完全堕落了。
We see that in Jesus' time, the priests of that time has dramatically fallen.
他们不但不能够彰显神，而且当主耶稣来到地上的时候，是这些祭司他们最最的敌视，最最的抵挡。
Not only can they not manifest God,But they became the enemy of God when Jesus came.
如果我们再往前看的话，
And if we look even further,
在撒母耳记上，我们看到有那里有一个叫做以利的一个老祭司。
So if we even go back to further to First Samuel, there's a high priest called Eli.
他老了，他也糊涂了。
He was old.
更糟糕的是，他有两个儿子。
What's more, and he was not very clear mind, but he also had two sons.
这两个儿子身为祭司。
The two sons were born priests.
但是呢，却没有祭司当有的见证。
But did not have the testimony of priests.
他们把百姓给神的祭物抢来自己吃。
They took the offerings that the people gave for God and for themselves.
他们甚至呢，和妇人在圣殿的前面淫乱。
And even they were adulterous with the women before the temple.
所以圣经说， 以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
The Bible tells us that Eli and his two sons were evil, and they did not know the Lord Jehovah.
求神帮助我。
But we ask the God to help us.
让我们不单单得着祭司这样的身份。
Not only do we receive this role and status of being a priest.
而且呢，能够在祭司以祭司这个身份将神的生命能够彰显出来。
That we may manifest His life because we're priests.
能够把神，能够代表神，能够彰显神在人的当中。
That we may represent God and that we may manifest God before man.
十年前的2005年。
10 years ago in 2005.
是越战结束30周年。
It was the end of World War II.
越南。
Oh, sorry, the Vietnam War 30 years.Anniversary.
为了纪念这个三十周年这个纪念日
，So in order to celebrate this 30-year-old day anniversary,
在一次电视专题中，有记者呢采访了一位参加过越战的新西兰士兵。
to celebrate, well, to remember this day, the TV reporter interviewed a New Zealand soldier.
这个新西兰士兵呢就讲了一段他的经历。
And this new soldier from New Zealand.Spoke of his experience.
那是三十年前，就是1975年春天。
And 30 years ago was that 1975 from the spring.
那时候呢，北越的解放军已经对西贡发动了总攻。
So the northern the Viet Cong has already.
他们已经将西贡包围，而且开始发动最后的攻击。
And they already surrounded Saigon and was going for the last attack.
以美国为首的多国部队正在节节的败退。
And the American army was retreating.
在西贡机场做最后的撤离。
And was preparing for the last withdrawal in Saigon.
当时的场面一片混乱。
And it was a tremendous chaos at the time.
一架一架飞机载着撤退的人员匆匆忙忙的消失在夜空之中。
And airplane by airplane, people got onto this airplane and it just disappeared into the night.
这时候有一个。有一位在混乱中与自己的部队失去联系的新西兰士兵。
And this was a New Zealand soldier who, in the confusion, lost contact with his team.
他裹挟在退败的美军人员当中来到了机场。
He was surrounded. He came to the airport amongst the army of the U.S. armies.
但是呢，因为找不到自己的编制。
But because he could not find his group.
所以呢，被人。不能上飞机就被人遗弃在机场上，眼睁睁地看着美军的士兵登上飞机。
And because he did not find his group and could not get onto the plane, he was left behind.
这时呢，最后一架直升飞机已经发动了。
And this was at this time that the last helicopter revved up.
即将离空升去。
And it was just about to take off.
这时候。大家可以想象，周围火光冲天，枪炮声越来越近。
And you can hear that it was at this time when there was the sound of the cannon and the gunfire drawing near.
这位新西兰的士兵站在机场的照明灯下，面对着即将到来的凶险的结局，不知所措。
And so this soldier stood on the airport on the airstrip in the light and was preparing for the last end.
这时候，正当他惊恐万分。几乎完全绝望的时候
，And when he was feeling absolutely hopeless and terrified,
从黑影当中有一个人匆匆地向他走来
，And in the shadows, a person walked towards him.
递给他一个登机牌
，Gave him a boarding pass.
对他说，这是我的位置，你拿着上机。
He says to him, "This is my seat. Take it and go."
这时候，这个新西兰士兵拿着登机牌，头也不回，一个箭步就冲上了飞机。
So this New Zealand soldier took the boarding pass and did not look back and just ran off and got onto the plane.
飞机即刻离开了地面。
And the plane took off.
这位新西兰人从机窗往下望的时候。
And as he looked down below from the window.
看到北越的解放军像潮水一般涌到机场。
And he saw that the Viet Cong was like the flood that just overwhelmed the airport.
机场周围到处是烈焰和炮火。
And surrounding the airport was gunfire and cannon.
给他登机牌那个人马上就消失在黑夜里。
And the person who gave him the boarding pass disappeared into the night.
三十年过去了。
30 years later.
没有人知道那个消失在黑夜里的人是谁。
No one knows who that individual was that disappeared into the night.
没有人知道他的结果怎样。
No one knows what happened to that person.
这段往事给这个老兵终身的愧疚。带给他终身的愧疚。
And he constantly remembered this, it constantly brought memories to him of this.
当时他不仅因着匆忙没有说一声谢谢。
At the time in the rush, he didn't even have an opportunity to say thank you.
甚至连对方叫什么姓名他都没有问。
It was even at the time he didn't have the opportunity to find out the person's name.
他所知道的只有一件事。
And the only thing he knew was this.
对方是一个随军的牧师，是一个基督徒。
And the other person was a pastor, was a Christian.
其实这一切就够了。
But that was enough.
我们所要做的。
What we need to do.
就是像这位牧师像我们的弟兄一样。
It's like this pastor, it's like our brother.
在我们日常的生活里面。包括在危难里面能够彰显出我们的身份。
That in our regular life that we can manifest God.
能够将神的爱、神的舍己、神的牺牲从我们的生命当中，神这些美丽的品格借着我们能够彰显出来。
That we can manifest His love, His grace, and His beautiful characteristics in our daily life.
让这个世界因着我们的见证能够认识神。
So that through that this world may come to know God through our through us.
能够把神的品格、神的性情彰显在人的当中。
That we can manifest His character and His He Himself in before man.
像主耶稣对他门徒说的：“当人看到你们的好行为，就把荣耀归给神。”
Just like our Lord Jesus said that when man sees that your good deeds and that they give glory unto God.
这是讲到饼这一方面。
And this is speaking of the bread.
讲到生命。
This is speaking of life.
麦基洗德不单单带了饼，他也带着酒来祝福亚伯拉罕。
Melchizedek not only brought bread, but he also brought wine to bless Abraham.
今天没有时间了。
So unfortunately, I don't have time today.
我只想讲到酒乃是神带给人的祝福。
I just want to mention that the wine is the blessing that God brings to man.
以撒给雅各祝福的时候讲到呢。用酒来祝福他。
When Isaac was blessing Jacob, he spoke of blessing him with wine.
雅各为犹大祝福的时候，也是用酒来祝福他。
When Isaac blessed Judah, he also blessed him with wine.
神祝福亚伦的时候用到酒。
When God blessed Aaron, he blessed him with wine.
诗篇104篇也讲到酒是人的祝福。
And Psalm 104 also speaks of wine being the blessing of man.
主耶稣所行的第一个神迹是在迦拿的婚宴上。
And the first miracle that Jesus did was in a wedding of a Canaan.
当时酒快要用尽了。
At the time, the wine was out.
欢乐的婚礼就突然要被打断了。
And the wedding feast was going to be disrupted.
主耶稣用水变成酒。
Jesus changed the water to wine.
让欢乐的婚宴可以继续进行。
So that the wedding feast can continue for moving on.
这就讲到说，我们要成为祝福别人的酒。
In other words, we need to be wine to bless others.
我们要能够像酒带给人祝福一样，用我们的生命使我们周围的人能够欢乐。
We need to be like wine to be bring to bring blessings to those around us, so that
而不是呢，因着我们的存在成为别人的痛苦。
But not to cause suffering to be pain of others because of our presence.
今天在神的家中。
Today.
神兴起许许多多他的儿女起来服侍他。
There are many brothers and sisters, his children here to serve him.
从生命的关系上来讲，我们是弟兄姐妹，是神的儿女。
In relationship, we are his children, we're brothers and sisters.
从服侍的地位上来讲，我们乃是君尊的祭司。
But from a standpoint of serving him, we are royal priesthood.
所以无论我们做什么服侍。
So no matter what kind of service we may be doing.
我们都是以祭司的身份在服侍。
We are all serving him from as priests.
我们既是亚伦的等次。
We are priests in the order of Aaron.
献祭。
That we offer sacrifice.
我们也是麦基洗德的等次。
But we also serve in the order of Melchizedek.
借着我们的服侍，把神带给人。
And through our service, we bring God to man.
我们每个人一旦信主，就要服侍他，因为我们神马上把祭司的职分给我们。
When we become a believer, we need to serve him, for he has already given us, called us to be priests.
神要整个以色列人成为祭司的国度，这里面不分男女老幼。
When God called the Israelites, the entire nation, to be a nation of priests, He did not. There's no distinction between man and woman or child or.
所以我们一信主一得救，我们就有祭司的身份，我们就要起来服侍神。
And as soon as we're saved, we need to rise up and be priests, for that is our calling.
但是我们服侍的工作可能是不一样的。
But perhaps the way we serve Him is different.
我们有许许多多的服侍。
Perhaps we serve Him in many different ways.
神呼召我们是在不同的服侍的岗位上来尽祭司的责任。
But His calling is for us to be priests, no matter how we serve Him.
好，愿神来帮助我。
May He help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你把祭司的身份赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for calling us to be priests.
而且是君尊的祭司。
And calling us to be royal priests.
主，我们实在知道这不是我们配得的。
Lord, for we know this is not something that we're worthy of.
都是主你自己的恩典。
But it is purely your grace.
主啊，都是为着主你自己那美好的旨意。
It is to serve your wonderful and complete perfect will.
只有把我们自己完全的来献给你。
Lord, we can only give ourselves to you.
主啊，只有我们把我们自己交在你的手中，按主你按照你自己的心意来塑造我们，来改变我。
And we can only but give ourselves to you so that you may change us and mold us and shape us.
让我们在你手中都能够成为你合用的器皿。
So that may we all be vessels used by you.
使我们的服事，使我们所做的一切都能够合你的心意，都能够使你自己的名得到荣耀。
May our service and may everything that we do be pleasing to you and.
愿主你帮助我们。
May you help us.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.